Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This next part, the next part of our service is testimony. Hey, Kobo Shanda. How about each and every one of us? We know we got some testimonies, don't we?
Amen.
We've had some tests. Ooh, we didn't pass some tests, and we can tell about the Lord's goodness and how He brought us through it and what we learned from it.
Yes.
In the test, and even the test that we're still in, we're learning, ain't we?
Amen.
We yield to His will. So, yeah, please come forward and tell them what the Lord has done for you, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of His testimony.
Amen.
Hey, Pasha. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it looks like, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I give honor to God, our apostle, and all the leaders in the house and the visitors. Glory to God. We just thank God for everything. I can't explain what I'm feeling this morning or what I feel, but I believe it's in the atmosphere. I woke up with a garment of praise on me, and I just sang my way through the shower, sang my way through dressing, sang my way. I said, I know I'm about to wake my husband up singing, but it was just something on me real strong, and it's still there, and I just thank God. My husband said, you crying? Did I do something? I said, no, the Lord did it. When He touched me, sometimes I'll cry. The glory of God can bring tears. The glory of God can give you the Holy Ghost giggles. Sometimes it'll make you jump and shout, and sometimes it'll make you do like our very own Mr. Yvonne, hey, you know. but we bless the Lord for all ways that we can glorify Him. I just thank God that He is a Father to us all. I grew up without a father in my life. I knew that my father was alive, but my father spent all my life in prison. And June 1st, my mother called me and said, your daddy did not, you know, your daddy will be out June 1st. I'm like, okay, but I hadn't heard from him in a while and lost touch a little bit. So I knew that he got out, but I didn't know where he was. And I just told Apostle yesterday, Apostle, my father's out. He's been released from prison, but I don't know where he is. I haven't heard from him. We don't know where he went or nothing, you know. And yesterday, I was sitting down and I saw a phone number, and I'm thinking that it was the email that sends you a receipt from your, when you give your offering and you swipe the card. I'm like, oh, well, whatever. But it was two on there, so I said, no. So I looked at it, and I didn't recognize the number, so I called it, and a pastor answered the phone. And she said, hello? I said, someone called me. And she said, yes. She said, your father is Henry Johnson. I said, yes. She said, praise God for you. She said, oh, my God. She said, your father's going to be so happy. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. You know, because come on now. He ain't been in my life. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but anyway, long, all my life. But, she let me talk to him, and he got the phone, and he was just talking to me, and I giggled one time, and he just, oh, you know, he just had a big giggle, and I'm like, you know, so we talked a little bit, and he said, how you doing? Fine. And I thought calling him daddy, because I'm like, I don't know you, you know, I don't know him. But it just came out naturally. I said, hi, Dad, you know, and I'm like, no, but I didn't fight it. And he said something to me, and I said, okay, Dad, yes. He said, I'm going to send you a letter. It's some information on it. He said, we need to talk. We need to this. We need to that. And she was telling me that he has nowhere to go because he's been in there all his life, so he's lost touch with everybody except for us. So I'm not crazy. I know what's going on, but I'm just asking God to give me wisdom to know how to maneuver through this. I discussed it with my husband. He said, do what you need to do. He's your father, you know. But happy Father's Day, honey. Thank you for being a father to the children, all of our children. So all the fathers, happy Father's Day to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. But I get up to say thank you to the greatest father.
Yes.
He's wonderful. My testimony is my husband was blessed with a catering job.
Amen.
And it was successful. Or, you know, it was just a blessing because he pushed through some things. So it was just a blessing, and we pushing through some things, too. So I'm just a little tired, but God gave us strength to be here this morning, so I'm just grateful for that. I'm just grateful for everything in my life that's going on. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord glory in his house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is just an awesome day that the Lord has made. You know, growing up, you know, I lost my father at an early age when, like, most of y'all probably know, or maybe not, but anyway, I'm going to tell it again. But I know my father passed away when I was 15. And I was the oldest of 9 children, so that gave me a lot of responsibility as the oldest to help take care of my mother. But I was saved when I was young, but I didn't follow the ways of the Lord. But I just thank God for the transformation.
Amen.
In my life. I thank God for even when I was young, I asked God to, you know, at least allow me to live to see my sons graduate. My father never seen none of his children graduate, none of us. And my life had changed a lot because being the oldest, you had a lot of responsibilities. You had to help my mother. It's almost like I was the young dad.
Yeah.
But I just thank God for this day because He gave me life.
Amen.
Continually.
Amen.
I thank God for just allowing me to be able to see my young men to grow and nourish.
Amen.
So I just thank God for life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
I thank Him for just giving me the power to tread serpents. Because
yeah.
The enemy is at work and he's not going to give up. So we must not give up.
Amen. Amen.
So we need to stay strong in the Lord. And He will give you strength. Hallelujah.
Yes, He will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for my life. Today is the second Father's Day I will be in this church.
Amen.
Thank God for my family. Thank God for today, because the day I came to this church, I didn't regret that I'm a member of this church. I can proud of this church that I'm still a member of this church today.
Amen.
Thank God for APO. I and my wife go somewhere today. We have nice time. We check many, many places to eat. Moving around, drive. I told my wife, I'm happy today. So I said, it's like us to travel far away, go like New York, just driving, go like 5 days, sleep to a hotel, and tell myself that I'm happy today. Say, really? I thank God for peace, for joy, happiness, for the blessing. I pray to God to continue to bless my home as a member of this church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm grateful for so many things. But speaking of fathers, my father, he grew up with us, and my father's been gone since 2000. And growing up, he would never go to church. He would go to church when we got baptized, or my mom had to speak or something important like that, but he would never go. And then he used to say, he would drink, and he used to say, oh, you're going over there with those crooked Christians. He would say that all the time. I'd be like, Daddy, I'm just going to pray for you. I'm just going to pray for you. And then, but 30 years, and he was, my mom passed, so my mom's been gone like 27 years, and then, but my dad lived 11 more years after she died, and then before my dad passed, about twice, 2 years prior, he recommitted his life to the Lord. So it was a blessing to watch him give his life to the Lord and to really enjoy church, because my uncle was a pastor, and he would go to his church and join his church, and he would just sit there and just cry. And so, but I used to talk about those Christians. I said, and now you're one of us. So, I mean, it's just a blessing that to have memories and how God allows us to live, to see things. And he teaches us to have grace and mercy toward people because he brought us out, and that means he brings other people out too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just grateful for that in my life and all the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
I know, I'm so emotional too. I'm like, well, praise God. Give joy. Hallelujah. And so at this time, we'll have offerings.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Good job today. Y'all give yourselves a hand praise. Hallelujah. And the Lord God, a hand praise. I'm honored and humbled that the Lord would give me such great leaders in the house, amen, that are willing to step forth. Amen. I was trying to give Elder Berry the day off, but he's still working. But we so appreciate you, Elder Berry.
Amen.
Happy Father's Day to the men. Amen. We give God praise for you coming out. So we do have a debit card reader. We do have a guest speaker today. So we want to do our best to bless her. And we do have some other things that we need to take care of. So whatever your best is today, we're going to receive that. Amen. Your tithes and your offering. Amen. And we just believe the Lord that all things have been met. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you for your sacrifice. And while you're doing that, I'll share that on Friday we had a lot of leaders in the house from other ministries. And we had an awesome time. Amen. We know that the elders went out yesterday ministering, doing street ministry. So I'm just believing the Lord for an increase from that. Thank you all for doing that. And yesterday at Kingdom Principal Learning Center, we had 11 students that are online in different boroughs in New York. Amen. So we give God praise for that, that these avenues will begin to bring an increase to the house. Amen. And so even as Elder plays us a song, we're going to have you to come forward with your offering. And then we'll have Sherelle to come pray at the offering. Is that all right? All right. Offering, those of you who are listening on the Blog Talk Radio show, what's really going on around here, please feel free to send your tithe and offering to There's Web Ministries. We're located at 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. God bless.
Amen.
And in the envelope.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory.
Say,
I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Lord, give us some glory in advance. Clap your hands today.
Praise you.
Father God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for every seed that has been sown, Father God, in my faith. God, we call for a release of the prosperity, the expansion, glory to God, the increase, hallelujah, over the seeds that have been sown, those that have gave and those that were not able to give. God, we ask that you will bless, Lord Jesus, let it return, hallelujah, increase in the name of Jesus over this house.
Amen.
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 Amen, saints. Y'all ready for the word?
Yes.
We're going to have Apostle come forth and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God a hand of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm excited to introduce you, Prophetess Faith Barclay Shell. And then after that, we'll have our communion. Amen. Give God a hand of praise as she comes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you can play that song again, Good, Good Father, so we can just worship him one more time.
Amen.
To give you a chance to do that. God certainly is a good,
yes,
good Father.
Yes, he is.
And while you're worshiping him, I just want you to meditate on those words, especially he's perfect in all of his ways.
Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.
As your testimonies went out about your father and what he's chosen to speak into your life today, you will see how he has orchestrated everything.
Amen.
For his good. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Anybody called according to his purpose?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to have you stand and just close your eyes and raise your hands up to the Father and pay attention to the word.
Minister to you on his day, Father's day.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to share your love. We thank you that your word is true and that you're meeting us at this meeting house today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. We extol you. We honor you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word says to honor thy father and thy mother so your days will be long. We honor you, O God, for you are a life giver. We honor you.
Hallelujah.
In all of our ways, we honor you, O God.
Hallelujah.
We bind our flesh and allow our spirit man to rise. Open our hearts so that we can hear what you're saying to the church in Jesus' name, and it is so. If you can start at verse 7, chapter 7 of Matthew, verse 7, our focus is going to be on verse 11, but we're going to start at 7. It says this in Matthew chapter 7, ask and keep on asking. This is the Amplified version. Ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will instead give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will instead give him a snake? If you then, evil, sinful by nature, as you are, know how to give good and advantage gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give what is good and advantageous to those who keep on asking him. You may be seated.
Amen.
In the blessed word of the Lord. He is perfect in what?
All
of his ways. That's something to celebrate right there. If I had to take a text today, it would be a father's love. A father's love. So we thank Apostle for the opportunity to come before the people of God and share what God has given. Let's bless Pastor and Apostle Desmond Dobbins on today. We understand that this is a difficult day for her because this is the first Father's Day that she's had to experience without her natural father who recently passed. So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but we are delivered from just one of them, all of them. So even in this, we are delivered. So we speak encouragement to you right now and ask that the Lord continue to comfort you and the spirit of comfort be with you in Jesus' name. A father's love. Now, we give honor to the men of God who are fathers who have poured into the lives of children. There are some present here today, and we honor you. Let's honor them again.
Amen.
Amen. But we're going to minister to the need of the people today. And it doesn't necessarily fit the men that are here today, but there are other people listening, and there are people in here who need to hear this word so they can get some healing, because this is a healing and deliverance church. Am I in the right house?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the right house. So every father, we're there for you. All right? And so there are people who are still struggling with that, and they are dealing with their physical father, and they have not yet learned this perfect father that we're talking about, one that's perfect in all of his ways. So we're going to kind of deal with that. When you look at in the Word of God, some of the men that we have here, we might can liken them to two men in the Bible. One is Job. And when you deal with Job, he was one, he knew his children. And they had festivals. festivals every year, and they would come together and celebrate. And he knew their celebration, he better be at the altar the next day. But that's a good father, because he knows his children, and even though he's poured into them, he knows he still has to go beyond the veil and see God for them. And he did just that. That's a good father. But then there's another father. This father's name that we don't talk too much about, and you're going to learn about him, and he is found in, I believe, I got to go back to where it is and tell you, but his name is Jonadab, okay? And Jonadab is in Jeremiah 35, 1 through 10, and you can look at that in your own reading because that's not a principal scripture. But what we're dealing with this particular man is even God had to question the Israelites on this man. This man loved God, and he had a particular way about himself that even after 275 years of his death, he was gone for 275 years. Calculate that in your mind. Even though he was gone, his children's children, his children's 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 children, and on down the line, however it took for 275 years, to come about, they still honored the man of God, and whatever he said, they did. This man was dead. So he didn't agree with having a home. He wanted to stay as the nomads because the Israelites traveled. And he saw what happened when people moved in and thought they were bigger than what they should be. So he said, we're going to stay out in the field. And he also told them, we will never drink wine. And so after 275 years, even when the children's children, the children's children's children, the children's children's children were tempted, they said no, because their father, Jonadab, said, this is the way that we honor God. That's a true father. When you want to know what a true father is, you need to know that you leave your, not your children, an inheritance. You leave your children's children an inheritance. That inheritance, the best inheritance you can leave somebody, is to know God.
Amen.
To instill the treasures of God. That's what this man did. And they followed him to the teeth so much that when Jeremiah had to prophesy to the people of God, God was saying, look, why is it that a man y'all would listen to? Why is it that this people, they end up calling them the Rockalites. Why is it that you all are so honorable to a man, but the Israelites, what's wrong with y'all? Why won't you honor what I am telling you to do, and I am the Almighty God? That's what Jeremiah had to speak, because the man was so right that people would listen to him, but they wouldn't listen to God. That's bewildering to all of us here. And God is perfect in all of his ways. And here in Matthew, as we go back to that scripture, we learned that God says, look, if you ask if a man, you go to your daddy, who is evil, and when we say evil, he's sinful in nature. We all have what? Sin, and fallen short of the glory of God. So we all, what, make mistakes.
Yeah.
We've all said some things. We've all done some things. We've made mistakes. But here it is that you make these mistakes. Your child got a whooping and they probably shouldn't have, because when you sat down and finally listened,
right. They
were telling you the truth in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't take that whipping back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you're going to get another whipping the next time, because I done forgot about that too. Okay? You probably deserve it for something else. Whatever we say, make an excuse for. But God is perfect in all of his ways, and we're imperfect.
Right,
or the time that you were mad at your boss and you brought it home to your children. God is perfect in all of his ways, but we are what? Imperfect. Now he said, in all your imperfectness, when your child starts asking you, Mommy, Daddy, 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 can I
seeking me.
Right.
So let me give some clarification to those who are listening. You can keep asking God, but you ask God in what faith? You ask God in thanksgiving, because he says if you ask and believe, you shall have what you what? Ask for. So nothing wrong with still asking. Some people teach just ask one time. But you see the word here says, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and it'll eventually be open. And then if you ask for a stone, if you ask for bread, I'm not going to give you a stone. If somebody who was evil, sinful in nature, imperfect, wouldn't do it, when you say, Daddy, 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 can I go to McDonald's? They're not going to take you somewhere where it's a rock field and say, eat that. So here's an example. Daddy, Daddy, you ask them, and they say, perfect gift. So here's some children here today. Jalen come up. And he didn't ask for this, but here's the gift. Look at the gift. Ooh. Did y'all hear that? Say that. Ooh, ooh, catch that. Gift, gift. Ooh, just take out the smile on the face now. Gift. It's good. Gift. Woo! Another gift. Gift. Come on up here, Michaela. Michaela, like, what's up now? All right, look at the smile.
My cousins and her got one, and
now. Ooh, another. Let me hear that, Lava. Ooh. Gift. All right, I'm not done yet. That's how God is. He's not done yet, right? He continues to give. Sometimes you don't even ask for it, and God turns around and blesses you for it. Come on, give God a hand. Praise for that. Blessing you for that. Look at that. Woo! Yes, God is so good, isn't he? Ooh, love. Handful of stuff. You can't even hold all the stuff that God has given you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Run it over.
Come on.
Run it over. You can't even know how to run for it. Just run it over what God does for it. Now, he will give good gifts.
Yes.
So, if you ask him, you ask in faith, knowing that you're coming to the Almighty God, your Father, who is perfect in all of his ways. So you are confident that what you ask God for, he will do according to his what? Will. According to his will. Now, if you're going to pray something crazy, God ain't no fool. Because the desires of your heart are going to match his. Why? Because he's putting his desire in your heart. The reason why you wanted to come to this particular church is you wanted to grow in healing and deliverance. That's what he wanted for you.
Amen.
So he put that desire in your heart. You may be seated. He's perfect in all of his ways. Hallelujah. And so in that example, we see exactly, because he said, come as a child. So sometimes God will use illustrations, even with children, to show how we act when God does something for us.
Yes.
He's a good, good father. Well, going back, there's some fathers that loved God, spoke for God, but they were imperfect in all their ways. Here's David. David was a what? Man after what? God's own heart. But he was absentee. And he was permissive. How was he profiting? Well, he was in the home, but he wasn't in the home.
Right.
How many of us had, or know of, if we didn't have it, a father that was in the home, but he wasn't in the home? He didn't have nothing to do with his children. David was so busy fighting battles, and he had so many other wives and children that he really didn't attend to their issues when they had them. What happened? One of his daughters got raped.
by his son. Another son killed that son and ran away. And David was somewhere grieving over everything. But he was a father who had a heart after God. But he was imperfect. Here's another one, Samuel, whose words never fell to the ground. These are good men of God, but they are still imperfect in what? All of their ways. And so here, Samuel, who spoke eloquently for God, now his own children don't know nothing about God. Nothing about God. Then there's Eli, the priest.
Put them in.
Eli, the priest. His son took over. And when they took over, they just ran amok of the church. They took the sacrifices for themselves. They didn't allow it to even cook
right.
Then they wanted to say what peace they wanted. Anyhow, it go, boo. There's an order to church. They wasn't going to follow anything. And what happened? God warned the man of God, look, you better get your children under control. He probably went to them and said, look, y'all.
Y'all go ahead and right. Straighten up now.
Because you know how we get with our teenage children. Can I get some help in here?
Amen.
You only want to do so much. Because you know it's getting ready to be an argument. Anything you say is going to be an argument. And you ain't trying to go to jail today.
Amen.
So they probably said, he probably said just a few words. Prophet Eli, the priest. And God said, look, now you done tick me off because I sent you there. Now you got them messing with church things now. They had prostitutes in there. They were doing all kinds of things. And he said, in the end, it's going to be detrimental. You're going to end up dying.
Yeah.
The man was enjoying the same stuff he wasn't supposed to enjoy. How do I know that? Because the Bible makes a point to talk about when he died, he was so heavy, he fell out of the chair. Now, the only way you're going to be heavy is if you were eaten. So he fell out of the chair. It was so heavy, he broke his neck. And he saw his sons die, too. He was not a good father. But yet he was in the church. So we gotta come to church not only to worship God, but to get ourselves cleansed and become righteous before the Lord. We thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That covers us.
Yes.
Because we all have sinned.
Yes.
And if you come in here and think that you got it all together, then you're wrong. There's something that you gotta change in your life today.
Amen.
Today. Today. That's why you're here. So we have examples of people that love God, who works for God, diligently works for God, and yet their own children don't do so much work in the church. Oh, y'all gonna get mad at me now. But don't do so much work in the church that your children have been left behind. And somebody else raising your child, and that ain't learning nothing about God.
Amen.
Learning everything else, and then you wondering what happened. Make sure you have a balance.
Amen.
In all things that you do, because otherwise the word of the Lord says it is an abomination if the scales are not even. And that includes in church. God knows if you got children, you got to deal with that. And you got to spend some time, and you got to teach them the ways of the Lord at home as well.
Amen.
Spend time with them. Here are good people, so we think. But yet they had issues with families. We only hear one person that really, even with Job, there were so many other issues that he had to constantly be praying for. You don't hear that with Jonadab. They followed it to the T. I don't know how that man had that thing going on, even while he was dead. 275, isn't that awesome? 275 years later, that he didn't have to worry about whose God they were serving.
Amen.
In this day and age, when we even raise our children up and they go to college, some of them come back talking about, I don't believe in God anymore. or I believe in Krishna, or now I believe in Allah. They have all kind of gods. They made themselves demigods. But this man had died in 275 years. They still serve Jehovah God.
Amen.
We've got to seek the Lord, not the things.
Amen.
We've got to seek him for his ways.
Yes.
We got to seek his face so we can understand who he is, so that we can be more like him.
Yes.
Because he's a good, good father.
Yes, yes.
And when we focus on the fathers that we've had, and some of them have gone to work and brought their money home. Some of them have spent some time with their children. Some of them have sat and ate dinner and treated the mama right, and everybody saw that. But there are so many people that didn't have an example of a father. They had an example of somebody who came and beat their mama daily, came home drunk and beat them. That's the father they saw.
Right.
Then there's some that denied them and said, there's no way that you were a child of mine. Your mama was a hoe. And that is not my child. And you long for a father that you never knew.
Hallelujah.
Then there's some people who have had a lot of children, have lived with those children, have spend money on those children, and at a certain particular time said, I'm sick of you, and walked out. And they have nothing to do with their children now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you truth.
Yeah.
Of families that I know.
Yeah.
And people get hung up and say, I don't want anything to do with fathers. I don't like Father's Day. I don't want to really celebrate Father's Day because I was hurt. I was disgusted with how I was treated. And that I was not loved by my father. But when you turn it around and begin to think about the good, good father.
Yes.
And begin to think about your heavenly father.
Yes.
And that the one thing that he could do for you was give you his begotten son.
Yeah.
according to what we see.
Yeah.
But how can you love your brother who you sit next to? And the word actually said, hate your brother. But I'm going to switch it to say, love your brother right now. You are buddy-buddy with that person who's imperfect. But God, who is perfect, he can't get you to talk to him. He wake you up early in the morning. His word is early in the morning when I seek you. So he knocks on the door. He's persistent. And you wonder, why in the world can I go back to sin? Because he's knocking at that door. And he's not going to stop until you talk to him. He's a good, good father. But since you're going to be buddy-buddy with somebody who's imperfect, and he's perfect in all of his ways, that's who you need to seek. That's who you need to run after. That's who you need to know about that word, so that word can envelop you. So now you're walking by faith. You understand now. It ain't what I see. To the naked eye, I'm not going to be healed. The doctor said this is terminal, but I'm going to put truth to the matter. Truth says, according to Isaiah 53, what does truth say? That by his stripes I am healed. The fact says that I might have had a terminal disease, but the truth says that I am healed. Now, whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of my good, good God. Because he created me. He wanted me. Before I was formed in the belly of my mother, he knew me. I have a good, good father. I have someone that owns up to me, and all of my faults knows that I'm wrong on a daily basis, but still owns up to me and says that I'm his child. That I've been perfect. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, where would I be? I thank God for the blood. So on this day, on Father's Day, where so many people really can't celebrate because they think about the pain that they had to endure with their father. Some of you rectified your situation with your dad just 2 years ago before they died. Some of you, it was just now, just a few days ago. Some of you never got a chance. But you have a good, good father. And you need to focus on him, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's the good, good Father. His mercy lasts what? Forever. It endures forever. The imperfect Father's mercy gonna run out. You gonna do one thing or another, and they gonna say, I put you out of my house. Don't come back. You can only live in my basement. But the good, good Father said you can fall 7 times. You got a good, good Father. Merciful and gracious and loving and kind. You've got a good, good Father. That's a Father's love. That's a Father's love. And that's what he desires from us. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures and then I'm going to try to sit down. You can be seated. I want to give you Proverbs 13 and 25 about your provider so you will have an understanding. So many times we use certain scriptures, but I want to give you a new one to commit to your heart. The righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Any righteous people in here?
Amen.
Righteous doesn't mean you do everything right.
That's right.
It means you're in right standing with God.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
And you desire his ways. Thank you. And you'll change your ways to meet him. And he's talking to us. He says the righteous will be content. He's going to fill your belly and continue to fill it. Whatever you need, he's going to continue to do that. He said, but the wicked, they ain't going to get it like that because he
somebody might have been dealing with the struggles of Father's Day and the remembrance, because somebody got raped by their own father. Somebody got molested by their own father. See, sometimes when your father is out of the picture, it's because he was going to harm you. Let me give somebody some deliverance who's listening. You've been struggling that your father wasn't in your life, but you need to thank God that your father wasn't in your life.
Amen.
Because he wouldn't have seen you as his child, and he would have abused you, and that thing would have trickled down to generational curses and affected other children in your family line. But God saw fit in his love and kindness to move that person out of your life. You need to tell God thank you right now that he's not in your life. And then now he's restoring a relationship with you. He's given the tools to you to handle. For his word says, I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. You can do this. You can do this. I've got you married to a man that said, baby, if you need him to come here, then that's what we'll do. God always orders our steps.
Yes.
A good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Sheba Shai. Sheba Basia. God, we praise you. We honor you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And we repent before you that we looked at our imperfectness of our fathers and likened it to a perfect father. Perfect in all of your ways. For you are a good, good Father. And so from this day forth, God, we'll look at you differently. We'll honor you, respect you, love you, and we'll be obedient to your word. I speak to the procrastinator now. And I say you submit to the word of God. Whatever he said to you to do, you need to be about his business and do it. You have unforgiveness towards your father. Now's the time to release it. Whatever the hurt, whatever the pain is, you can bear it in forgiveness. You cannot deal with what happened in unforgiveness. You can't change that. It happened. He left you. He tried to run over you. He left you at the hospital. He didn't come for several hours. He killed your dog. Whatever it was that you're struggling with, you've got to release him and allow God to usher in love. For love is unconditional. With loving kindness has he drawn. That's why you're here today. Because of his loving kindness. And you must extend that same loving kindness. For what good is it if you can do it to somebody who's loving and you can't do it for someone to take from? If you're a believer, God is calling you to be righteous as he's a good, good father. Come on and praise God for him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to speak to the two of the men in the house. I'm going to start with you. You have it on tape?
Can you record on the phone? Can you record on the phone?
Record it on your phone.
He can, Ella can put a CD in to record. You still recording?
Yes.
Okay, he's still recording.
Okay. Tell me your name. You can anoint him. Can she anoint you?
Hold on.
What country are you from?
Originally.
Nigeria. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Ola, and we praise you for him. We thank you, Father, that you have much in store for him. This is Prophetess Faye Barclay Shell, and this is Father's Day, June the 9th. When is today? 18th. 18th. It's the 18th, y'all. June the 18th, 2017. Okay, you can look at me. I hear the Lord say you had to come through many struggles, not only of... some were tribal traditions, especially during holiday season when you have to call up the the dead to come and visit and all that kind of stuff, and some things that you had to lay aside. The Bible says you have to lay aside every way and sin that so easily besets you. There's some things that you had to break agreement with as you have now walking into the things of God. And sometimes that was a struggle for you. And I hear the Lord say also that you had to break away from pride. Because Nigerians can't be prideful. Yes, I did say it. Nigerians can't be prideful, but I see humility all over you. And God is drawn to the humble. So when God sees humility, that's attractive to him. Just like praise is comely to him, humility is attractive to him. And as you stay humble before God, his word says that he will exalt you in due time. There's a due season that's about to come in your life. And this season is so explosive, you won't be able to explain it because it's going to be happening everywhere. It's just going to be a domino effect. It's going to happen on the job. It's going to happen in church, in your neighborhood. You're just going to be like, what's going on? But it has nothing to do with you. It is because of your humility that God has put a certain aroma, a fragrance that's going to be attractive. There, what do you do for a living? You just started working, okay? And as you find yourself, faithful promotion is there. And don't stop there. God says to keep applying. Even when you say, I don't know why they would hire me, because if you stay humble, they're going to hire you because God said they got to hire you because he owns everything anyway. But be faithful in the few things. And his word says he'll make you ruler over many. So I come against doubt and unbelief and fatigue and wanting to give up because it's a press. You're going to have to press. And what's going to be your battle ram is praise and worship. So you have got to really step that up and praise and worship. Now, your wife is a singer. She give you some singing lessons if you think you can't sing. But you got to join in and y'all going to have to start praise and worship all in that home. And as you begin to magnify God in that home, God is getting ready to tear some things up. Even with your relatives back home, you're going to see some change. If somebody's sick, who y'all been praying for that's sick back home? Okay. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I just touch and agree right now that as the word has gone forth, praise and worship is going to battle ram that enemy, and we proclaim healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you in advance, for your word is true. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You are a good, good father, and we thank you for it. We seal this word now in Jesus' name, and it is so. Come on, man of God.
Younger at 15, there's some kids struggling with those same issues. There's some
some children that are homeless for one reason or another, God is raising you up to be a voice to them, one that has been in that situation but made it over. Made it over by the grace of God. And so you've got to begin to write a plan, and then people will join in when they see that you have this thing set, okay? Because there's some halfway houses that you should be dealing with now, that you should be in charge of. So God is going to give you strategy in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Strategy. I thank you, oh God, for opening up his eyes so he can see what he went through. Just wasn't for that time, but it is for this time, Father. And I thank you and praise you. I speak to your damaged emotions because in all of this, you have gone through, you've been misunderstood, you've been rejected, but it's been a purpose in the rejection. There has been a purpose, and your calling is in the prophetic, and you're sitting on that thing. You're sitting on that thing. But rejection comes with the office of a prophet, and you're like, oh, God, I don't mind working the thing in the back and all of that, but I'm not really one up front, and I don't like to talk and all of that. God ain't concerned about that, okay? Because he's like Moses. Boy, take your shoes off. I didn't ask for all of that. I'm going to speak through you. I'm going to use you. It ain't about you. That's the kind of person I need, somebody who is insecure in their self so that I can make myself strong. For where you're weak, that's where I become strong. There are some jokers I can't speak through because they begin to think that it's them that say it. And they won't allow what I have to say. So I need somebody that will allow me to speak and will not speak something that I won't say. Okay? So you have got to repent and be obedient to what God is trying to do, because he's trying to do a new thing in you.
Amen.
And there are children in your belly that need the word of God that's going to release them from drugs, from alcohol, from all these new kind of things that they're doing, from sexual perversion. They got so much stuff going on now that I'm seeing as a physician. I'm a physician, and I have to treat people, and I'm hearing and seeing some new stuff that is so dangerous. They need a male voice to speak to them. They don't have that father. They don't have the picture of the good father yet, but you do. And you know what the good father has done for you. And so he's raising you up in this hour and in this time to speak. So you just have to give him a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that yes, Lord, is going to be a hard thing, because as he chips you away, you're going to go through some stuff. And you say, but I said yes, Lord. Why am I still going through this stuff? That is because you got to be able to deal with rejection and keep speaking it out. You've got to be dealing with the face of people and still speak what God said. You still have to be able to go even when you don't see it, when you don't have the money. You got to learn to just trust God and understand him. Are you married?
Yes.
Is your wife here? Okay. You stand up here. Shana, hold his hand. I speak even in your marriage a renewal, and that you are not so heavenly minded that you are not earthly bound. Okay? That means that sometimes you don't want to have sex, and I praise the Lord. That's okay too.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
So I speak a rebirth, hug each other.
Amen.
That fire will fill in that home, and just as if y'all were praising and worshiping God, y'all have to start going through y'all home praising and worshiping God.
Amen.
In fact, the ultimate worship, it's going to be sex, okay? Are y'all in the home by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. So y'all can worship the Lord naked, okay?
Glory.
Hear me now. This is what happened. See, my pastor said something that was so profound, and here it is. When you look at a monkey, he's wearing the clothing that he was born in, okay? When you look at the lion, he's wearing what he had on from the very beginning. We are wearing clothing because we sinned, okay? But our true clothing was coming in here naked and not ashamed. So when you get ready to do that ultimate worship with God, you want to come before him naked. Now, I'm saying physically, but you still spiritually want to come before him naked. Okay? And so then y'all going to end up at periods of time, because it's going to take you from that worship, and y'all going to come together, the ultimate worship, physically. Okay? And that's going to take you to a new level. And God is going to show you some things, even as you come together and begin to love each other more and have that agape love between the other. Y'all come up here so I can impart agape love into you as well. Now, understand what I mean by agape love. That's brotherly love. We always talk about marriage and eros love, but we need agape love. And agape love means that I'm going to defer to you. So you're trying to outdo him. He's trying to outdo you as far as doing good things for each other. You want me to make you breakfast today? No. You want me to massage your feet today? You're trying to outdo the other one. And then as you begin to do that, that love is going to flow over to those children. We know that love covers what? A multitude of sins. And we know that the Holy Spirit can transcend time, and he can also transcend places. So as you all are loving each other, that love is going abroad, that love travels abroad, the gospel is traveling. You see what God is trying to do? He's trying to save those in your family, but he's doing it through a new kind of worship in you all. It's still an old thing, because there's nothing new under the sun, but it's going to be new to you all, because you have gotten into so much of the works that you've forgotten to love each other. All right? And so I feel impart into them agape love, where they will do one for the other. Open doors. Do all kinds of things that you used to do when you were dating, and now y'all been married for a little while and say, get your own door. No. We're going to change that thing back, and we're going to show love one to another. And then that pattern will start to go through your children, and your children will honor you more, respect you more, and also follow in that pattern. Amen? And it is so.
Amen.
Jaden, you the last man. Come on up here. Okay, say your scripture to everybody. All right, truthful words, what? Stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. So I learned that. He learned that from the NIV version. I learned it from the King James version that says a lie lasts for a moment, but the truth lasts forever. Okay? So that's a scripture that you can teach your children, because we all at one point in time, and some of us still do now, lie, and it will be exposed. A lie lasts for a moment, but the truth lasts forever. Father, Jesus said, I thank you for my grandson. See, my children's children is right here today. And I thank you for my favorite grandson, and that he's learning the things of God. And as he stands in proxy for other grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and on down the line, you said that we could bless our thousandth generation. I decree and declare that our thousandth generation, because of our righteousness, because of our obedience, they will serve the Lord, God Almighty, and none other, in Jesus' name. That their heart will surrender, and they will say, what must I do to be saved? I thank you, O God, that they will learn your scriptures and that they will admonish your word. The Lord says to you that he is proud of you. He's proud of you. There are some things you know you got to work on and do, but he's happy with you, and that he wants you to continue to seek him and try to be like him, like a good father, because one day you're going to be that good father. As you watch your father and what he's doing for you, you're going to even exceed him, because God's going to put the exceedingly, the abundantly, the above all that you could ever ask, think, or imagine. All you have to do is get it in your mind, and God can top that in Jesus' name, and it is so. We still the word. Still the word over the women of God. Let me speak to you. We're going to single you out. Come on up here, girl. Oh, she's going to come too. Come on. Put your dress down, please. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Sister Michaela. We thank you that she hungers and thirsts after righteousness. Your word says that she will be filled. And I thank you that she's learning to love you with all of her heart, mind, soul, and strength. I call forth obedience in the woman of God and the joy of the Lord to be her strength. She leaps for joy and she'll be happy in you in Jesus' name. And it is so. And what's your name? Janiah. Tell me, is this your first experience in church, or you've been in church since you was a baby?
I've been in church
since you was a baby. Okay. So then God expects more from you. Okay. You are a bump on the log. I'm coming at you hard, boo. And he expects more out of you because you're not somebody that's new to this thing. Okay. So if you're not new to this, you should know that God is good. Is God good?
Yes.
Yes. He's good. Does he do great things for you? Does he do everything you ask? No, he don't. You lie now. Allow now for a moment. Because God will say no, right? So does he do everything you ask? No, because some things are not good for you. Okay? And he knows that as a good, good father. Because even your parents will tell you no at times, right? Right? Okay. Instead of being childish. Now, let me tell you. Since you know all of that, he expects more from you to show that he's a good, good father. Okay? So, then sometimes you may not be a praiser or a dancer or a hollerer or like, is this your mama? Okay. You may not be like her and say, ah! All right. But you can wave your hand. You can clap and you can put a smile on your face because you represent who? The good, good father who has been good to you. Let's think about it. You have life. Not only do you have life, you have healing. You are here in church, not at a hospital. Raleigh Hospital is not too far from here. And there are children your age that are dying. But you have not been pronounced dead. And you look good. So you need to show that you got a good, good father. As far as I know, you at least had dinner last night. Did you have breakfast this morning?
Nope.
Well, that might have been part of the problem. But you had dinner yesterday? So he's a provider. You got clothes. You got to illustrate that he's a good, good father. Because there are some people that don't have that. And they don't know. And the only way they're going to know, because you've been in this a long time. So the only way they're going to know is he's a good, good father if you illustrate that he's a good, good father. Because that's the only way people are going to know that the person that you serve is worth serving. You follow what I'm saying? So, Father, in Jesus' name, open her eyes even the more, that she is not embarrassed about her good, good father, that she wants to brag about her good, good father. And as she begins to brag and talk about you and boast herself in the Lord, that you're going to show yourself even strong in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, redhead. I'm not going to single her out and not single you out. Ditto, ditto, and ditto. Allergies and all that stuff, God's a healer. And if truth supersedes the fact, we've got to illustrate. You can say hallelujah once. You can say amen. You can do something because God has been good to you. Whenever you ask your mama for some ridiculous stuff, there's a lot of times she has broken her back, am I right about it, to get it to you. Not your older sibling. She and her husband, your daddy, have done it. Illustrate, and they can only do it by the grace of God. So you got to illustrate to God, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for my parents. If nothing else, thank you for my parents. Because if something happens to them, I might end up someplace I don't need to be. So we've got to illustrate now who God is so that everybody will know. And that means our actions on the yard, in school, and everywhere. You go to a dance, whatever you do. You know, don't drop it like it's hot, okay? And be gyrating and all of that stuff that God cannot get in the middle of that. If God ain't going to be gyrating, I don't think you should be, okay? So, remember, he's a good, good father, and we want to illustrate that. I seal that word over you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I hope that was all right with these parents. Sometimes we've gotten into a place where people don't like people admonished in the things of God. But anyway, I just do what the Lord told me to do. So,
Amen.
That's it. I'm done.
Amen.
We need to come down with your check. Make sure that... Praise the Lord, are you blessed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to thank Prophet for coming and ministering to us today.
Yeah.
A great word on Father's Day, amen.
Yeah.
And I'm glad the Lord put it on my heart to invite her. I didn't think I could make it through the service, amen. But I praise God that I did make it and that the Lord gives us the strength, amen. Thank you all for coming in. But then we're going to have our communion. And then after we have communion, would you play that song again? Amen. That the prophetess. Praise God for all of the good words you all have received.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. You show that elder, huh? Oh, my God. Good words y'all got. Amen. Blessed words. So I'm encouraged to see the process. As the Lord begins to progress you all forward, amen.
Yes.
Amen. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 and 23. Take communion. Just say amen when you have it. I was really encouraged by the word that God is a good, good Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 11, 23, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are chastened, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. Amen. So, you know, I like to say that take time to make sure that your forgiveness is in order on today before we continue. Amen. Take a few minutes. Let us all take a few minutes to check ourselves before we partake in the Lord's body and the Lord's blood. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone you may need to forgive. Sometimes you need to forgive yourself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to have Elder come from the back on the left of me. You all could come as he comes and you all can receive your communion. From the right side. Praise God. And you all. We're going to have
Sister Barry to pray over the body and Sister Caroline to pray over the blood.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sacrifice for us on the cross. We take the bread right now, Lord God, and we break it, just ikarabashat, just as it was broken for you, Lord God. And we ask you right now, we thank you for all that you've done for us, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the blood that you shed on the Calvary's cross for us, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that what you've done for us, Lord God, being the Heavenly Father that you are, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So the word of the Lord says that, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And so now we partake of the Lord's body in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the same way, thank you, Jesus, in the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So now we partake of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you play that song for us? Thank you, Elder. We'll just reminisce on this song, and then after that, we turn you in the hands of Caroline, and then back to Elder Prophet Javon with final remarks, and she will dismiss us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give God a good praise, a hand clap of praise. Amen. As we go ahead and move forward, amen, we give God the glory and the honor for all that he's doing today. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, I can't help but rejoice, amen, and how he will step in your life and make himself known to you on a continual basis, minute after minute, hour after hour, second after second, day by day, that he will confirm that he is our Father. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is our strength. He is our hiding place.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. He is my best friend.
Yes.
He's my fix. He's my healer. And he is my deliverer. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so just give God one more hand praise because you love him. As we're thinking about him today, as we're remembering him today. Glory to God. And I'm going to turn you over to Caroline. Amen. And she will bring the announcements. And then Sister Barry will bring final remarks and dismiss us.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Great word, prophetess. Great word.
Yes.
Amen. Just some brief announcements that we had last week. The 25th of June, remember, is Revelation Sunday, and it starts at 3:30. Amen. July 7th through the 8th, Apostle Rose Baloyi, I pronounced that right.
Amen.
From South Africa, and God's Remnant Army will be ministering at Kings and Priests Ministries. We'll be in purple and black on Saturday, June 8th. Amen.
Amen.
And Apostle Rose Baloyi will be our guest speaker.
July.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. July 8th. It starts from. July 7th through the 8th. Amen. Reminders just for the book for Apostle Mandated, A Shift in Leadership. P. Please get that book and read it. Amen. It's a blessing to take our house to another level. Amen. Also, please enter and exit the front door as you've been doing. And she wants to thank everyone for being obedient. Amen. If you have not set an appointment to see Apostle, please do so. You can get with me and we can write it down in the calendar so I can put it on her calendar because her calendar is filling up fast so we can get you set. Amen. Please be here at 9 a.m. for prayer on Sunday mornings so we can set the atmosphere on Sundays. So whoever comes to speak, Apostle, it'll be already shifted. Amen?
Amen.
Reminder, no foods or drinks in the sanctuary, please.
Praise the Lord. Just a reminder that Apostle Rose will be here. I will be picking her up at the airport on the 4th of July. Amen. Caroline and I will pick her up. And we're going to get together and have some food for her. But on Friday the 7th, we're going to be over at Kings and Priests. This is the first church to host her. And then we will host her after that. But we are accountable for her as well. Amen. Because she is our guest. We are hosting her from South Africa. You want to be there. You want to bring any people that you know there to meet us. And that's Friday, July 7th at 7. It's free. She's teaching on deliverance. Then on Saturday, we're going to be in black and purple, which I will confirm that once I speak with the prophetess, but the fee is $35. I don't believe they will pay that, but just to let your friends know that for the mass deliverance session, it's going to be $35. Amen. Apostle Rose is also going to teach you at the church. She's going to minister here on the next Sunday, and so we want to get together and have a nice kitchen dinner for her. Amen, so we can bless her on the other side of the... She's real excited to come. She's excited, amen, that she's coming here. And she says, I'm coming. I'm coming to pull down strongholds in America. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Hey, when you guys hear, y'all don't think about today. That's how she speaks. But I don't know how many churches she has, but I'm so excited that the Lord is bringing her this way. And so now I give you over to Yvonne. Did you have an announcement for Saturday? Come on, you. And you can have final remarks and dismiss us.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, on this Saturday from 2 to 4, we're having a housewarming celebration for Apostle here. And so we'd like you to please come out. And then I'll be reaching out to the sisters about any ideas and just some things we can share and talk together about.
So may we all stand and be dismissed?
Amen. So, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for you being the good, good Father that you are, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you for the awesome word that came forth today
yes,
to encourage us and let us know, keep our focus on you and who you are in our lives, Father God, and developing that relationship with you, Father God.
Yes.
We ask that you would keep us as we go to and fro to our homes, Father God. Bless us on the roads, Lord God, and we just give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Let me be sure to greet the prophetess before you leave.
You're welcome. Praise God. You're welcome. Anytime. Appreciate you.
I want to thank you all for joining in. God bless you and have a great evening.